Hello and welcome to Eye on Princeton. This podcast is dedicated to informing city residents like you about the happenings here in Princeton, Texas. Each episode will help you find the things you need to know to navigate in and around the city. We keep our eye out for businesses that are coming to town, road construction updates, city ordinances, and public safety. We also like to highlight local residents that live in the city. Right now, we'll hand things off to your host and Princeton resident, Mitchell Chase.
GP, thank you for that introduction. And we're going to continue in this episode with our conversation with Brian Washington, council member for the city of Princeton, place number 3. Thank you for staying with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're going to continue on. Here we are. We're in 2022. What is your vision for the city this year?
We've had a ton of growth. We see it daily. There are new signs with development coming soon, and some people have a lot of mixed feelings about our growth and development out there. But I think for me, one of the things I would really love to see this year is our next phase of development. And what I mean by that is, you know, the things that people are always talking about that we need as far as a second grocery store or a full service restaurant or the bar, things like that. I would really like to see us, if we don't have it, at least have it on the books to where we know that it's coming. Because I think that when people see a lot of our development and they don't see those things, and of course, there's a lot that goes into that. Technically, we really don't have any control over when businesses come to us, you know, as many people may think. But what we can do is make sure that when they do come to us, we have the processes in place and that we look the part and that we are attracted to them. And that's what we work hard to do. So I would love to see that next phase, if it isn't here, at least be on the books and at least be almost to the finish line where we can at least see it, right? And know that it's coming and, you know, and it be in the grasp, if you will.
Yes. And, you know, when you said something about attract, the new city hall is just gorgeous. Actually, I think it's a municipal center is how it's referred to. And how do you think that'll translate into businesses coming in?
Well, you know, I think that the new municipal center, quite honestly, is a game changer. It is the look and feel of it. You know, the look and feel of it is not, you know, it speaks to the future, but it's also light years away from, you know, the old city hall building, right? The municipal center, you know, it has an open field. It's got windows everywhere. It's got the water in front. It's got the park around it. Not to mention, it has everyone under one roof. So whenever someone comes to, you know, the new municipal center, they can talk to everyone that they need to talk to in regards to building a development, whatever. They can take care of all those things right then and there. You know, I think that that's going to be huge in moving our development forward, just simply because when people pull up to that center, they can look and say, wow, I guess Princeton is the real deal, so to speak.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. Recently, I was just at the old city hall, which is all locked up and it looks like a ghost town there. And when you compare that to this new municipal center, it is awesome. And Princeton is having the growth that they need to for these other restaurants or grocery stores to move in. In other words, when they crunch the numbers, Princeton should be in the running.
Oh, I'd agree. I'd agree. You know, and something else when it comes to development, a lot of times when businesses are looking at new areas or growing areas and they're trying to decide where they want to go, they want to make sure that they have all the things that they need to survive, because businesses have to survive, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a grocery store, whether it's a discount tire, whatever it may be. And, you know, oftentimes as citizens, I think that we look at the growth from a perspective of what we need when we don't really think about what the business needs to be long term.
Recently, I've learned that the Parks and Recreation Department is something that's very near and dear to you. What do you see for Parks and Rec in 2022?
Well, we've got a couple of things on the books now as far as the expansion of J.M. Caldwell Park, which is the largest park that we have in the city. We recently added some parking spaces to that. We're doing some revisions to the fields, and we're going to be adding some fields toward the back of it as well. But also, I would love for us to progress forward. Currently, our CDC, the Community Development Corporation, is who handles developing our parks, working with them to see just kind of what the vision for that is and what the next step is. That's also critical. But with the growth that we have coming in, that's one of my biggest concerns is, do we have enough fields? Do we have enough space? Do we have enough free activities for our families to do, you know, once they get here? So definitely that's something that we're looking at for this year and even next year.
With what the Parks and Recreation Department has done over this last year or so is amazing. And just tip my hat to Chase Bryant, the director of Parks and Recreation. So moving on, I want your thoughts about the influx of people coming in, your thoughts of how fast Princeton's growing.
So definitely the growth is huge, right? Here in the last few years, we've really seen spike in the growth. Right. As a matter of fact, for all of these North Texas cities, the surrounding area, Anna, Melissa, I think Melissa's rate of growth was a little bit higher than ours, but ours was very, very high compared to the last census. But one of the things that I think is exciting about it is, as we get more people that come to the city, businesses will see that, they'll feel more comfortable, the number of rooftops, as they say in the development world, and that will make them want to come and bring their business to Princeton. But what that will enable our citizens to do is to, what I call, do life in Princeton. So whatever your three or four stops are when you run your errands, grocery store, salon, you know, coffee shop, whatever,
yeah,
ultimately you'll be able to do that all in Princeton. And not one of those stops will have to be outside of Princeton. And that's, quite honestly, I think that that's very exciting as we look to the future.
Before we close, because we're getting close and running out of time, would you just comment on what you'd like to see happen in Princeton? Anything specific?
One of the changes that I would love to see is, you know, we have a lot of negative views as far as the growth coming to the city, even though we have a lot of people who love it and think that it's great. We also have a lot of people who are very resistant to it. And I'd love to see more people embrace the growth that we have, because I think that as we get more people to the city, as we get just more businesses, I think it is just better for us overall. So I'd really love to see more people just embrace the growth that we have.
How can we as residents be involved and help our city?
Well, what I would encourage citizens to do, first thing, is to contact council members. All of us are citizens as well. We're very active in things. Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, reach out to me, you know, ask questions. You know, if there's something that you don't understand, I know for me personally as a councilman, one of my missions is to make sure that I really, really help educate our citizens as to how things work. And that way it just avoids a lot of, you know, misinformation that gets put out there. I encourage people to attend the city council meetings. You don't have to come to, you know, every meeting. You can watch them online, especially now that we do the live stream, but also to attend board meetings as well for the CDC, the EDC, planning and zoning. Watching those, you know, or attending those and getting involved in those will help you really understand things a lot better and kind of get ahead of what's, you know, coming down the pike, if you will. You can also put in an application to serve on one of the boards for when that time comes and there's a position available. The other thing I encourage people to do is volunteer for youth sports. Not only does that give you an opportunity to give back, but it also helps you see things from a different perspective. You can kind of understand how things operate and you can see what the true needs are for the city.
Councilman Brian Washington, City of Princeton, place number 3. We're just so grateful that you came on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure to speak to you guys this morning. I really, really appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to Eye on Princeton, a podcast focused on the happenings in Princeton, Texas. We always welcome your feedback, ideas, suggestions, comments, or questions by email to MitchellChase@MitchellMChase.com. Until next time, blessings to you and yours. Eye on Princeton is produced by Chase Productions. Copyright 2022.